for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the $4.1 billion proposed national budget by Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa Gibbs.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. The other number for WhatsApp is 001-202-465-0318. Yeah, I'm going to say Baba Dube, what's that?
Yeah, I don't know why I do my country.
I was telling you. Okay, so what Mr. Dube is saying, Blessing, is that, you know, Zimbabwe used to have a very vibrant industry. And he actually talked about cotton plantations that were there in Kokwe and, you know, the Katoma textile mills, all those kind of things. He said you'd grow at that time your kind of cotton, and then you pick it up and send it to some textiles. But now the situation, according to him, is totally different. There's nothing that is going on. And then he put another example of the West Nicholson beef factory that used to operate in Matabeleland South. So he says there was a lot of activity there in terms of beef exports to the EU. But now nothing is happening. So he says, okay, he knows everything is almost wrong in Zimbabwe. And he can't advise the government on what to do right now. Because he says, if you are the head of the family and you see that your kids are struggling, you know, at times you have to make good decisions.
Yeah.
So for somebody to advise you from outside, sometimes it becomes a problem.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Mr. Piri, are you still on the line? Mr. Piri?
We seem to have a deadline there.
Problem,
yes.
There, Gibbs. But of course, we can talk about the issue of unemployment. Mr. Chinamasa, of course, said that in about 4 years, about more than 55,000 people lost their jobs, which represent about 6% of the formal workforce. So it means Zimbabwe has now become in informal market. Most people are actually working in the informal sector. Formal employment, I think, it's largely the civil service at the moment. That is where most people who are formally employed are. But everyone else is the informal sector. And the problem has been that you know, there are no guidelines in this sector. It's untamed. And as a result, the government has been trying to collect revenue from the informal sector, but it has been struggling to do so. We are talking about people who do not even have bank accounts. So they cannot raid anything like what Zimbra has been doing with some companies that have not been paying taxes. They were simply garnishing, you know, the money from the account. But when it comes to the informal sector, it's a different ballgame altogether, Gibbs.
Now, as you're mentioning something there in terms of the informal sector, you know that according to independent economists, and even the government has actually acknowledged this, you know, billions of dollars are circulating outside the formal financial sector. So at the end of the day, if you've got billions of dollars circulating there, it's difficult to tax that kind of money. So how do you do it? You know, where do you start from? That's a very, very difficult thing to do. And at the same time, you talked about unemployment. According to the government, and that is Zimstats, only 10.7% we've got, I mean, in Zimbabwe, there's the unemployment rate is 10.7%. But when you talk to independent economists, it's more than 80%.
Indeed.
So which means that disparity on its own is causing a lot of problems. So if Zimbabwe doesn't want to acknowledge that there's that kind of gap, you know, in terms of thinking between the government and some independent economists, then there's a crisis. So they have to bridge that gap and acknowledge that there's a problem. So maybe like what we try to do to invite them for this to this show. But, you know, they don't usually come. So that's
becomes a problem. Yeah. I think we now have Mr. Piri. Mr. Piri, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Yes. I think some people are also saying that, you know, the Americans are fond of saying, is the economy stupid? But some people are saying when it comes to resolving the economic crisis in Zimbabwe, there is no political will. Do you agree? But, of course, Minister Chinamasa was blaming it on sanctions. Which is which?
The key issue that needs to be addressed right now is the issue of the individual business. And the problem is that perhaps there isn't enough political will to push it. This is a matter that is discussed all by year with Trinity, the state controlled media, that now there's agreement, there's consensus that the individual state cannot continue to exist. We need first and before the individual to investment. But we have not seen them, that realization being changed into actual action. We have not seen any real and tangible change in that sense that makes it more relevant, friendly at all. So I think it's people that suggest that the electoral rule up. I think are very tight. It only takes government to act in a certain way. And if that action is not taking place, I think it's fair to conclude that there's no willingness to act in that collective manner.
Thank you, Mr. Piri Gibbs.
Yeah, nxa sisikhangeleke Piri, uyakhuluma khona possibly kodwa ke nxa sesisithi singahlusisa kuhle. Kungazani ukuthi kutholakale esingathi solution yenkingeni le Zimbabwe party kiyo, kungani kungahlupha. Nxa sisikhuluma futhi la nge-indigenization, uzwile lapho Blessing la ukukhulumile ukuthi kulalokho kuthiwa yi-political will. So i-political will yangkhona leyo nxa sukhangeleke iziphathamandla zikahulumente, kambe zingatshintsha yini zibe sesithi lamhlanje sesingakwenza kube nje.
Akudingi mali ukuthi imithetho ihlolisiso oda lethisa abafuna ukuba imali yabo ezimbabwe bakwenze lokho. Kufunekana nje ukuthi umuntu ahlale ofisini ngulathi hayi madoda ayisebenzi athiyame layo. Yikho okudingakalayo mali. Akudingi mali, akudingi ma-resources, kudinga nje ukuthiukhona phakathi ngivumela nti lokho akusebenzi okusebenzayo yilokho. So ngibona ngathi ikhathiniia ngalo la abathi khona akuna kudingela kuhulumente ukwenza umhluko odingekayo ukuthi Zimbabwe iye phambili. Kufana ngani lokho kudingela akukho lokho ekuthona i-political will. Kufana ngani le president yami
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Phiri, uchethe futhi kancane ngwazani sesungene emlindini, so uchethe futhi kwenzethu sikuzokuhle. Ifoni ziyakiliza lamhlasibini.
Okay.
Yes, so sondele efonini ukuthi sikuzokuhle. Ye, so what Mr. Phiri was saying is that, you know, the government will is not paid for, you know, it's something that people can just sit down, you know, over a table and over some cup of tea, you know, mm-hmm. and agree and say, no, gentlemen and ladies, this does not work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So let's follow a certain kind of stand in terms of developing the country. So he says, please, mm-hmm. government, sit down and decide, mm-hmm. you know.
And of course, for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the proposed 2015 4.1 billion national budget. Of course, there are many challenges, and the minister admitted that all is not well, with more than 4,000 companies having been closed in about 4 years, and also many people now joining the list of those who are not employed. And Gibbs, we have also seen some Zimbabweans mm-hmm. Going to neighboring countries such yes. as South Africa mm-hmm. and Botswana, Mozambique, Zambia, to look for greener pastures. This can be just a temporary measure mm-hmm. because another problem is that it's a serious brain drain. You know, you have Zimbabweans here in the US, some in Britain. We are talking about people who could have been instrumental in turning around the fortunes of the country. But mm-hmm. many people are leaving, professionals such as doctors, nurses, engineers. They are all leaving Zimbabwe, which will make it really difficult for the government to try and put a handle on this crisis.
Mr. Phiri, what do you think about the brain drain? You know, it appears as if many people are leaving, and so that leaves a very big gap, you know, when we talk about having some experienced people to take care of the economy.
Well, of course, because what it simply means is that people that you spend so much time training, people that this experience in terms of running industries, running parasites and so on, have been lost to other economies. So we are almost starting every time with new, fresher people that need that guidance from the experienced hands. So it's, I think it's certainly affecting the Melanesia, our economy, running our parasites, our government system. But it was quite interesting a few days ago that Minister Chilamaza said you need to assist Zimbabwe, because if you don't, you have more Zimbabwe is flocking into your country. So to some extent, I think there's that acknowledgement that, look, until we fix difficulties, until people are able to gain decent livelihoods, until your middle class is able to enjoy a proper middle class life in Zimbabwe, we continue to lose that valuable experience. People that have spent so much time training, losing them to South Africa. And then the economy is actually benefiting. Expense, because they did not put anything into the training, they did not put anything into the education. All the things that is just harvesting, and it is marvelous that are actually moving out.
Now, Mr. Phiri, of course, we cannot ignore the ruling ZANU-PF Party Congress that is coming next week on the 2nd of December. And some are saying that because of that Congress, you know, government has not been focusing much on the economy. It has been on the infighting in the ruling party. Do you think we are going to see a change in focus next week after the Congress?
Well, I don't know. I think that ZANU-PF from a particular statement, and you might change faces, you might change the wounds in the political bureau, you might change I think that ZANU-PF is a certain ideology that drives you. And remain, and so on. So I don't see any dramatic change, really. What I'd like to see, I think, is only that in cabinet, which I go after maybe January, to reflect the new territory to be the past, and so on. But in terms of the trust and the system of government, I don't see any dramatic change.
Thank you, Mr. Piri Gibbs.
Yes, yabona njalo ke mnumzana Piri. Sizwile ke umnumzana uthina mase khuluma sibili esithi kule mzamo ezayenziwa ukuthi kuvulwe ibhanga labo mama ukuthiwa i-Women's Bank kwezethi babe bethola phela bathola izikwelede lokunye okutshiyeneyo nyaka enye bakho bakhuluma ngakho futhi khonokho bathi sebefake i-$10 million dollars eceleni ukuthi kwenziwe kanti kwehlulani khonapho baba Piri.
Ngicabanga ukuthi ibhajethi ayisiyo mali. Ibhajethi ngicabanga ukuthi singathola imali engaka lefake endaweni enje. Iproblem esiba layo eZimbabwe eminyakeni ezibeni ukuthi ibhajethi, ama-allocations nama-actual nemali esuka yifakwa kule zinto eyabe i-allocation kuzo. Kwesikhathi kuphinda kungahambelani. So ngathola ukuthi kube thebile okuthiwa izafakwa khonapho. Lokho kubangelwa ukuthi imali ebekhangelwe ukuthi izangena esikhwameni sikahulumente mhlawumbe kugcine ingangenanga kumbe kuvuke izinto eziqakathekileyo ezigcina zisenza lokuyana kade ku-allocate khona kugcine kungasatholanga leyo mali. So lena yi-allocation uthi ngingatholi imali ngingabuthi imali engithengizayo ukuthi ngizafaka imali enje ehlelweni oluthile kodwa kwesikhathi usuka kwenzakale ngaleyo nje ziningi izinto ezabhajethelwayo abona ama-student bethu zazakhumithi ezingabo-cadirship nanani sawuzasa umithi wayete uzafaka imali engaka nanani kodwa sigcina ekucineni sicinga ngokonanga leyo. So ibhajethi nje micabanga ukuthi hayike bathola le mali ngizakwenza lokhu ayitsho ukuthi uhulumente yikho kanye azakwenza ngoba lokhu kwesikhathi ukucina ngisabe lesiphakathi ngama-variants
Yes, Mnumzana Piri. What Mr. Piri is saying is that you know, the government actually proposed last year to introduce a women's bank and is making a similar proposal this year. But it says those proposals are always remaining proposals.
Yeah.
Because the government looks for money everywhere, doesn't get it, and at the end of the day, that thing just fizzles off, you know. So he says these proposals are designed for a very good purpose, but at the end of the day, nothing happens. You know, it's very sad. Yeah,
Mr. Piri, let's talk about a Zim Asset. The economic turnaround blueprint that the government proposed last year and said it will create 2 million jobs in 5 years. Do you think, minus the $27 billion that is needed to make sure that that program becomes successful, anything good will come out of it?
Well, we'll see after 5 years. But to be honest, you see, an economic policy in this kind of environment, in the kind of economic environment that we have, Zim Asset is unlikely to achieve much because the environment that is needed to drive Zim Asset standard exists yet. And I think I keep coming to the point that until we've got an environment, until we've got a legal framework that enables or that attracts investors that makes them feel confident, programs like Zim Asset will remain. Because Zim Asset is essentially a looking target. And you can't unlock value in your mind, you can't unlock value in terms of processing, value addition, and so on, if you don't attract the kind of investment that enables you to feel into motion that value unlocking. So until we've addressed the issue of attracting investors, attracting international finance, Zim Asset will not work. That's like many other programs, just like, you know, in the past 15, 20 years. They're but not worse, because the underlying problem, which is the environment that makes investors feel that their investment interest does not exist yet.
Thank you, Mr. Bill Gibbs.
Yeah, loba nje ukuluma ke ngoku-unlocka khonoku ukuthi kuvele ku-unlockwa njani, kuxuka xuthini nxa kume kunje, kunzima phela Bill la.
Uku-unlocka kusho ukuthi uthi wena unemayini kuve sithi unegolide lingaphansi komhlabathi, kodwa leyana alilavali, xa ungaligebhanga walikhipha walithengisa, ivalu yayo itholakala ngokuthini wenelithini ukulikhipha phansi walingenisa emakethi lathengwa. So nxa ungelayo imali wena eyokulikhipha phansi, ivalu yana inothiwe ngoba ilokhu ethingaphansi iphiyele, kumele udinga amathiye ukuthi uyiqhimile uyikhiphe leyo lelo golide phansi. Kumbe ngamadamu kumele ulipholise lelo damuz lize liyefika emakethi lithole imali engcono kunokulihambisa lidamuz elirafu, ngoba lokhu akukuthi inzuzo enkulu. So ukwalokhu ivalu sitho ukuthi unakho yini, unazo yini indlela zokuthi lezo zinto ozithethele ezandleni uzithinte zenze ukuthi zikutholise imali. Nxa ungenelisi ukuyithinta lokhu, ivalu lana ayitholakali ngenxa yokuthi lezo zinto azikafiki ebangeni lokuthi ziphabithwe ngabanye abantu bazithise ukuthenga.
Thank you, Mr. Peter. I think we are now being joined by our second guest. That is Dr. Godfrey Kanyenze of the Labor and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe. Dr. Kanyenze, good evening. Dr. Kanyenze? Dr. Kanyenze, can you hear me? We might be having a bad connection there. The phones have been a bit problematic, Gibbs. But maybe let's continue our discussion with Mr. Piri about the economy and also the way forward. Now, Mr. Piri, we have seen that most Zimbabweans are going to neighboring countries, especially the youths. Do you think this will help in the long run?
No. One way could be say as a short-term measure, if they are going there, we create an environment which enables them to release whatever they are adding in those countries. But the long-term solution is Zimbabwe must work in Zimbabwe, grow the economy. We need that labor working here in Zimbabwe, paying taxes here in Zimbabwe, instead of paying taxes to South Africa and so on. For it is those economies now that are benefiting from our skills, our expertise, our tech, and we are only getting pieces out of those economies back into the country. But also, as we continue to lose people into other countries,
The line is breaking. If you can move again a bit, Mr. Piri. Yeah, you can go ahead. There was a break. Sorry.
Okay, sorry. I was just saying that in terms of Zimbabwe being able to benefit from our own local population, if we're losing people to other economies, it simply means that even the products of opposition in Zimbabwe are losing out in terms of the population size that offers you. Imagine those 3 million Zimbabweans that are said to be outside, if they were to come back here. Any product that we are now selling, we are immediately able to sell to 3 million people. But at present, we are losing other people into other economies. Those economies are specifically, they are growing at the expense of Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Mr. Peter Gibbs.
But is it possible to attract them back home, all those people that are leaving?
Well, for some, look, I think some of them have gone to those countries, they've settled down, they've started new life there, some have been married there, and so on. So it, you might not be able to attract everyone back. But I think that for a lot of them, home is still home. And if Zimbabwe is going to offer an opportunity of different livelihoods, I think people are prepared to come to home. And a lot of them actually, you know, traveling out there, they are meeting their families, they want to, a lot of them are very patriotic. You know? They want to come back home, work home here, and so on. But until we create that environment that is enables them to feel that their country loves them too, it cares about how they live, and so on. I think we might feel that problem in terms of training those people to actually come back home.
Let's also talk about attempts being made by Minister Chinamasa to protect domestic industries by increasing taxes on some imports. Do you think this will help in any way?
Well, it affects this economy. People will have to make certain careful decisions. And one of the decisions that needs to be made is that perhaps, you know, we need to start supporting our own industry. We need to start creating jobs here. And our company, due to a number of reasons, are struggling to compete with imports. So maybe, you know, raising import duty and so on does really protect local companies to enable them to grow. But also, we need them to address other critical issues. Issues like power supply, issues like water supply. So our companies need to be able to operate at their optimal level. We need to increase capacity utilization so that while in the short term, goods might be expensive and so on, in the long run, you can actually get those goods being produced in a more efficient manner, which will also contribute to prices.
Yes, sizwile njalo ke umnumzana uChinamasa ekhuluma ngokuthi ke kuyamela ukukhulunyiswana labo IMF labo World Bank kukhulunywa ngokuthi izikwelede zixolelwe babapiri kambe zingaxolelwa yini kube liyatshona ihloko
uyakhulunyiswana angiboneli indlela vele ukuthi izikwelede ziyazisabhadalwa njani ezolethi kuba ngamabhajet ama-4 billion nakuma ibhajet e-4 billion yonke ekiphethethi yakhona ukuthi yaholisa izisebenzi wena ukoloda i-9 billion kumbe i-12 billion angiboni ukuthi i-capacity yokubhadala lezi zikwede ikhona then so ngibona ngathi you need somehow i-government to sit down and say look athenelisi singenzani silancedisana njani ukuthi mhlawumbe sezibhadale kathethi kunebrandi kuse into le isebenze then ngokuya kwesikhathi selijikela kusenabisana kodwa lokho kuzadingeka ukuthi uhulumende naye athinthe indlela asebenza ngayo ngoba akula muntu ozafaka imali yakhe engelaqiniso ukuthi ukathi uqalise isikwelede size sibe kakunjani ukubhadala so indlela esisebenza ngayo kube kumele itshintshe kwezodla nawe afuna ukuthi isikwelede lao babe nethemba ukuthi nemali eyenzaleyo esiyifakayo izabhadala
ye kunjalo-ke phiri siyabonga kakhulu-ke ungathinwa nokusasa mnumzana
Thank you, Mr. Piri. Unfortunately, we have run out of time, but we want to thank our guest this evening, Mr. Godwin Piri, based in Bulawayo, is a social commentator. And of course, we want to thank the listeners who managed to get through because the phones were a bit problematic today. But hoping that you have a nice weekend. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying, have a nice weekend. Good night.